Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm going to apologise in advance for the sound of the windscreen wipers and possibly the rain that has just started on the roof of the car. Okay, so this boo, I'm just going to sound out, I think. This is something I've been thinking about for a while now, and one of the things I suppose that I've kind of struggled with pretty much all of my life, and that's confidence. The reason why I'm thinking about it a lot at the minute is because my website that I'm making, called peakroots.com, I want to gather some more information from people that live in the Peak District. I want to interview people. I'd like to find out more information about the place, the people, and just everything like that. And I'd like to do it all on Audio Boo and embed it all on the site. And the only thing really that's stopping me is confidence. And I think, is confidence something that you're born with? Are you that sort of person, or is it your upbringing? Or I spent some time in Australia with my father's side of the family, who I didn't know because I've grown up separate from them. And I went away from everything that I've ever known while growing up and started living in a new place with family that I knew, like, not very well at all. I knew my father, but then I was getting to know the rest of my family, and I was away from my friends and, like I say, everything that I knew. And I thought to myself one night while I was sat there, I thought, I can either just sit here for 9 months to a year and just stay in the house, or I can get out there and try and make some new friends and go new places and try and experience life in Australia. And I was into dance music at the time, and I started off by going on a forum. I think it was a dance music forum in Adelaide. That's where we were living at the time. And I started chatting to a few people, and they said, oh, we're going to such and such in the city tonight, so why don't you come along and say hello? And that's what I did, and it was a really good trip for me, that. Those 9 months were really good for me. I gained a lot of confidence, and I did come back a different person. And I've used that to my advantage in a lot of situations. But I'm not made it 100% with my confidence levels. I would dare say I'm around about 85% with my confidence level. I'm not scared of meeting new people, going places, or anything like that. I think my main fear is the fear of what people think. And I know it's one of the classic things that a lot of people suffer from, and they say, look, you shouldn't be bothered what people think about you, because everyone's got their own opinion. If they like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. But for some reason, I do. We all just want to be liked, I suppose. And I don't, it's not that I'm a sort of person that doesn't rock the boat or anything like that. I just don't want to gain enemies. Where am I going with this? Yeah, I'm just reversing the car now, actually. I want to start interviewing people. So I think for me, it's just taking that initial step of just trying to go up to someone and create some sort of rapport, and then saying, look, would you mind if I interviewed you, or would you mind if I recorded this? So, as I said before, I'm just sounding out, really. And that is one of the things that's holding me back. Just that little bit of extra confidence that I know could open more doors for me. And I've got a lot of things that are looking quite promising on the horizon that hopefully my confidence won't let me down with. But we'll soon see. I think it was Morrissey that once said that shyness is nice, but shyness will stop you from doing all the things in life that you'd like to. And that is a very true statement. So I've got 8 seconds to go. But I will say that Audio Boo has helped me a lot when it comes to this. But it's just that little bit of extra to go. Thanks for listening.